Welcome to this message by Bishop Edwin Morgan Ogo. Bishop Edwin Ogo is a seasoned minister of the Word of God whose messages on Christian living, church building, and the work of the ministry are a great inspiration to ministers all over the world. He pastors the McInerney Cathedral in Oyibi, where he ministers powerfully in various services, transforming lives and raising zealous church workers. You will experience the transformational force and power of God's Word as he ministers passionately to you today. Be blessed as you listen. Patience, my brother, he that hastens to be rich, he has an evil eye, seeking first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Oh yes, labor not to be rich, see, it is the blessing of the Lord that maketh rich and not your effort. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and build your house on the rock, and the race will come down. Build your house on the rock, and the floods will come up. You need to build your house on the rock. The winds will blow vehemently, but your house will stand strong.
See, the young man lost everything and he had someone, let your hand clap be louder. Let your shout be louder. Let your excitement pour forth. Let your energy show forth. Now let me tell you something. Tonight, I'm going to do the reverse. Usually, Bishop will minister. And after he's ministered, I would express our gratitude. But tonight, I want to say thank you to Bishop before he preaches. Because he has successfully made us into one of the most special churches I have ever come across.
Oh, yes.
And I'll tell you why. I'll tell you why. Can I have a little volume, or do I have to send Momo for the volume? I'll tell you why. Because it is not common. It's not common to find the preaching of the truth coupled with the ministration of the Spirit. Listen to me carefully. It's not common. I'm telling you something. It's not common. And as I have stood in the services, it's not just this service, Sundays as well. And those of you who are at home on Sundays, you should come to church on Sunday, because the Sunday service is completely different from this one too. Completely different. If I were you, Sundays, I will come and see at least what's going on. I'm telling you. But anyway, I'm saying that the kind of ministration of the Spirit we have enjoyed in these services. Oh, come on. And the nature of the word that has been preached to us. Listen, a pastor can preach nice messages to his church and they will be happy, but they will not benefit. It's like a parent who is happy to give his children ice cream 3 times a day. They will be happy, but they will not grow. We are blessed. We are blessed to have a father who is giving us food that is making us into spiritual dad. Yes. And that's why today I want to say the thank yous before he comes to preach. And that's why I don't understand your hand clap. I'm waiting for the real hand clap. And I'm waiting for the real shout. I'm waiting for the real shout.
Come on! Come on!
Listen. For many of you, just by sitting in these services, some of you, you don't even understand properly the message that is being preached. But I thank God that it's not just the understanding of the English, but there is a heavy ministration of the Spirit that is backing it, which is able to bypass that your English problem and reach out to your spirit and do something to your soul. So ladies and gentlemen, tonight,
yes,
one more time.
Yay!
I said tonight,
yay,
one more time.
Come on!
We have the privilege,
yay,
of enjoying,
yes,
the ministry,
yay,
of a seasoned servant of God.
Oh!
If you are excited to be free tonight, yeah, his brother servant, join me and let's welcome. So this person is the Bishop Edwin Morgan. Oh God, God. Yeah. Make some noise tonight.
I don't wanna be alone. church tonight.
We are happy to see you too.
And I'm happy to see that you have made it from all your busy schedules in town.
Hey, come on. Come on.
You have come to the best place you can ever find.
Yes. Kayaba. Hey.
And I want to assure you that the decision you took to come to church is one of your best decisions you've ever taken. And if today is your first time, I want to thank God for the person who brought you to church.
God bless you.
And I have no doubt that God is going to bless you. I have no doubt that you are living here with something nice in your life.
Amen. Professor,
you must have something to show for coming to church.
Amen.
And tonight, I believe that there is a blessing coming upon someone's
life. Amen, Professor.
I don't know where you've been today.
Hey, Professor.
I don't know what you are feeling today. I don't know how good or bad the day has been. But I want to assure you that you are in the presence of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
And God has something beautiful for your life.
Oh, yes.
Say, God has something beautiful for my life.
God has something beautiful for my life.
Clap your hands for Jesus.
Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
And I want us to bow our heads and pray. Father, we thank you for the opportunity to come into your presence.
Yes.
We don't take it for granted. We could easily have had a life that would not allow us to be in your presence. What a blessing. And we say today, Lord, touch our lives.
Oh yes.
Bless us.
Change our lives.
Cause us to experience your blessing.
Oh yes.
Even the blessing of your word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
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 You can clap your hands. And you may be seated. Well, tonight we've prayed, we have praised, we have worshipped. I believe it's time for you to also hear the word of God. And I have no doubt that God has something powerful for you. Last week we enjoyed the ministry of our pastor, Bishop Kobe. What a blessing you have to have an anointed man in our midst as our pastor. I want us to appreciate him with a hand clap. Let your hand clap be loud. You must be excited to see an anointing at work. And we are blessed in this church. Amen. Bishop Kobe, God bless you. And I want to share with you tonight something very, very important. Something very important that I think I need to really bring your mind to. Because I don't know when you were born and how you entered the kingdom of God, but there was a time that there was a teaching, and the teaching was that when you are doing something for God, don't expect a reward. Just do it. Because it's actually even a privilege for you to be in God's presence or to even to serve him. It was a teaching that entered the world. A body of teaching that entered the body of Christ. And so Many of us are not aware that there is something in what you are doing. So we come to God, we come to church, we give an offering, we go for outreaches and so on. And to us, there is nothing to expect because you are doing it for God, to the Lord. But I want you tonight, in a few minutes, to know that you should expect something when you are walking with God. Yes. In fact, you are not even allowed to come to God to have a relationship with Him if you don't see God as somebody who rewards. Anybody who comes to God and doesn't see Him as a rewarder has not come to the right God. And it's not going to benefit from Him. In fact, your presence in God's house will be one of the mistakes you've made in your life. Yes. The Bible says in Hebrews 11 that for without faith, it's impossible to please God. For he that cometh to God, the one who comes to God, must believe that he is. So that one, how many of you believe that God is? So you've passed that one. Now, but number two, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So what qualifies you to be with God is a mind that God is a rewarder. Without that mind, you are disqualified. And I think it's important to have a mind when you have a relationship. When you are relating with anybody, you must have a mind. Depending on the person, you must have a mind about that person. It will help you to relate properly. Yes. You can't be in the house with your father watching TV and you shout at him that he should lower the volume. He should lower the volume. Well, if the person sitting by you was your junior brother, you could have shouted at him to lower the volume. But you can't tell your father or shout at him to lower the volume. So you see, they are two human beings, but they are different in the sense that your mind about them cannot be the same. When you come to God, your mind about God should be that He rewards. If you don't have that mind, your faith will be fake. Your faith will be faulty. Your faith is related to how your mind works about Him. Your faith in God is related to how your mind works about Him, towards Him. If your mind doesn't work well, your faith in God will not be good, and therefore you will not please Him. So tonight, I'm setting you on a road to please God. I'm giving you a faith booster by helping you to think properly. Now, one of the rewards you enjoy from God when you come to him, you give yourself to him. You were not born again. You were living in sin. Now you are born again. One of the rewards you should expect is that he will exempt you from evils. It's a reward. You don't live a righteous life for nothing. He will reward the righteous. Among many things, one of them is that you will experience exemptions from evil. He's a rewarder. And one of his rewards is that he will take you out. He said, 1,000 shall fall on your side, and 10,000 at thy right side, but it shall not come nigh thee. That's a reward. Because you have made the Lord, even the Most High, your habitation, 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right side, and it shall not come nigh thee. Tonight, I want you to understand that you are doing something that carries rewards. You know the reason why there are worldly Christians, the reason why they are carnal Christians. A carnal Christian is the same as a married woman who is keeping her former boyfriend. That's the same picture. A carnal Christian is the same as a married man who is keeping his former girlfriend. So he is in the past and he's also in the present. Wow. Now, why would he do that? Because his mind is that he will not get something that he has been enjoying from this new wife he has got. He has a mind. Because see, if he had a mind that everything he had in the past, he is going to get it now and more, he would dump that lizard somewhere. So see, many Christians today, as in today, the churches in the world are packed with unbelievers. In fact, I was just reading something this evening, and I've just learned that there is no difference in morality between Christians and people who don't go to church. Integrity and morals, there's no difference. Integrity and morality. The latest study has shown that there is no difference between them. You see? Because the average Christian has not given himself completely to God. He has given his Sundays. Sorry for that mistake. He has given his Sunday mornings, and in our case, Saturday evenings to God. Some of you, where you are going to be tomorrow? Tomorrow Sunday, where you will be, the kind of music you will be listening to tomorrow. I mean, they will not believe that on Saturday you were sitting in the house of God. Some of you girls, tomorrow evening, what a boy will be doing to you, I'm telling you, they will not believe that this girl was in the choir singing. Why? Because the girl knows that God cannot meet her needs. So as she has got God, she has got God, she must also get some man with some pot belly and a few thousands of cedis to give her a few hundreds. So those who don't give themselves fully in First Timothy chapter 4, verse number 15. Paul, in advising his son to meditate on the things he had said, he also added that give thyself. It's not just give thyself to them, but he said give thyself wholly. Give thyself wholly means your Thursday should be for God, your Wednesday should be for God, your midnight should be for God, your afternoon should be for God. Some of you are done. You'll be living a boy's house, a man's house, with your shoes in your bag, and you'll be tiptoeing. At dawn, 5:15, you'll be tiptoeing. So God cannot reward you because is there that thy, see the thing again, it's appeared there, profiting. You see, it has appeared there, profiting. There's profiting in God. There are rewards in God. And I'm here tonight as an agent of God to inform you that you can profit with God. He can bless you. And one of the many blessings he will give you is that he will exempt you from evil. Psalm 33 verse 18 gives us, it says, behold, the eye of the Lord is upon them that fear him, upon them that hope in his mercy, to deliver their soul from death and to keep them alive in famine. Famine causes death. And as everybody is dying, God has a reward for those who fear him to keep them alive in death. In famine. Sorry. To keep them alive in famine. I would have suggested that instead of gambling and placing your bet on a team, place your life on God. Instead of placing a bet, your bet on Ghana Black Stars. I will advise you to place your life on God. David said, I'm an old man. I have been young. Now I'm an old man. I have never seen the righteous forsaken or his seed begging bread. I want to tell you today to give yourself to him. Give it all to him. I was happy to hear Bishop Kobe talk about the fact that if you've come to church on Saturday evening, what stops you from a bus brought you, you came with your family of Basenta members, your leader. It's a very organized, official service you've come. Why can't you on your own leave Otinibi or Danfa and come to church and sit here? What else will you be doing with your life? And because you don't give God all your days, evil has the power to creep in. So instead of being exempted from evil, you are actually attracted to evil. Why? Because you've not given yourself completely to God. Personally, I'm not preaching this message to harvest shepherds and pastors to make you a pastor. But I'm just asking it a simple question. If you are a Christian, why wouldn't you want to serve God? What do you do with your life? What do you do with your time? I mean, how is it possible that you can spend a week from Sunday to Sunday and your entire week is devoid of visiting a Christian sister, winning a soul, attending a small meeting of some 7 or 10 Christians who have met for some 45 minutes to talk about the word of God? I mean, how is it possible that you can call yourself a believer and the only activity you perform is on Saturday evening or Sundays in church? I'm asking that. You've not given yourself fully to God. You've not. You've allowed spaces in your life for evil to come in. When we got born again, this is about 40 years ago, we're not living the type of life you are living. We gave it all to God. I preached recently about repentance. We turned away from the old life. Many of you don't turn away from the old life. You just add church to your old life. You just add some Jesus on the cross to your old life. You just add a pastor's phone number to your old life. You just add a church attendance and some pictures and some friends, Christian friends, to your old boyfriends. So many of you don't see the hand of God. Of course, nobody will do great things for somebody he sees to be half and partially committed to him. No one. You wouldn't. You wouldn't be wholly given to a driver that sometimes when you are looking for him, you can't find him. He's driving somebody else. Then when he has time, he comes wiping his sweat to sit in your car. You wouldn't want to even give him your car. You wouldn't want to give him your car to drive. The world is an enemy of God. The world is God's enemy. In fact, it says that friendship with the world is the same as enmity. Enmity to God. So the more of the world you have in you, the more you've made yourself an enemy of God. And God cannot be good to you. He wants people who have left the world. Oh, my dear friend, there are good things. Oh, there are good things. There are good things. There are blessings. If you want to see blessings, I'm one of them. You can see. Yeah, I'm blessed. I'm blessed. I'm blessed. But let's say I'm not even a correct person to show, because I'm a medical doctor, I'm a professional, I'm a consultant. You may think, well, maybe my training came from the practice of medicine and so on. But I can show you people who haven't been to school and God has blessed them. God blesses. Allow yourself for God to bless you. Stop this half and half Christianity. Stop it. God blesses. He has power. He has glory. He said, for thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory. He has beauty. God can make your life nice. If you are around and your life hasn't been made nice, it's because you are not with him properly. How? From Sunday to Saturday evening, the only thing you have to do with God, his house, his people, his kingdom, is just that you have come to sit in church. Hey, Charlie, if I were you, I'd be very disturbed. You are an enemy of God. I'm telling you, you can't point to a Wednesday evening with a picture that you were sitting with some Christians, or a Friday afternoon you called a Christian to check, or some convert, you shared a verse. It's like your life is entirely about yourself, your husband, your wife, your children, your work, going and coming. Then on Sunday, you dress nicely and sit in church as if you are one of us. You are not one of us. Because for us, what you may not know is that this service we are having is a culmination of a week-long lifestyle. We've been doing outreaches. Yesterday, Friday, 2 days ago, we were in bus center meetings. Where were you? Where were you? On Tuesday, you may not know, we had a service in different parts of this area. One was in Danfa, two were here, another one was in Dodowa. It called Stir It Up Services. Where were you? You are wicked, but you've convinced yourself based on your car, based on your wife, based on your children. You've convinced yourself that God loves you, but I'm telling you that you are God's enemy. He doesn't like you. You are wicked. He doesn't like you. I'm telling you. When he sees, when he looks at what he's done for you, and you have made yourself a church attendee, you have nothing to offer. Nothing. When ushers are meeting, you are not with them. When dancing stars are having rehearsal, you are not with them. Your whole life is just, it's like you have your own life, but you have just wrapped God around you. The right way to walk with God is that God is the center of your life, and you have wrapped your life around God. You have done the exact opposite. You are God's enemy. I'm telling you. I'm very anointed as I'm standing here. Very anointed. I'm telling you that you are an enemy of God, but time will tell. You cannot point to one activity. One. Wow. You are an unbeliever. You are an unbeliever. You are not with God. You are not with God. I was hoping to hear preach on what a word. Why are you quiet? Why are you quiet? Why are you not speaking? Ezekiel 33 says, and when these things come to pass, and into bracket, the Bible into bracket says, and they will come to pass, then you will know that the person who was speaking had been sent from God. When these things come to pass, and into brackets, and surely they will come to pass. Yes. You watch. You think we are fools, not so? Yeah. We who are wearing yellow, we are not married. You are married. Doing outreach, spending our money on buses, having meetings, being faced, you are very shielded. You have conveniently chosen the nicest part, enough to just say that you are doing something for God. You are a wicked man, wicked woman, wicked.
It's a clear message, very clear.
I've got 5 minutes more. Let me just talk a little. I don't listen to these things. I want to talk about some of the things God will exempt you from. Wouldn't you want to know? Number one, He will exempt you from evil because He knows how to extract the godly from temptations. Yes. He knows how to extract the godly from temptation. 2 Peter 2, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. you don't know God well. Your idea of God is a wooden God. It's some plastic God you have. It's an image you formed. Yes, but he saved Noah. Yes, he spared not the old world, but he saved Noah. He knows how to deliver the godly. Everybody died, including goats and sheep, but he saved Noah. Say after me, but he saved Noah. I can't hear you. Say, but he saved Noah. Yes. So when you are watching, you see that God, he rewards people who stand with him and fight for him. But he saved Noah. When everybody was dying, he saved Noah. Hey! His three sons, he saved them. They did nothing, but because of Noah, even the sons' wives were saved. Always. And if you go to the Old Testament also, you see there, right there, how the wives, the cousins, the children, and the grandchildren of Korah, Dathan, and Abiram were killed in one moment. Why? Did they say they were added? Something is about to happen to your home. You won't believe that this is God at work. You keep watching me. Take me to be a fool. People have said anything they can say. The only thing I've not heard yet is that I am gay, but I'm sure it is going to come up. I'm sure it is going to come up. There's nothing they have not said about me. So you are free to think about me. But we are living on. We are here. We are living. You can add the gay one. We are living. You live your life. Do what you think you can do. You want to do. But there is a day. Yes, there is a day when things are being destroyed. But he looks at you and says, no, no, I will save you and I will save your children. And I want to talk to those of you who think that because your father is a pastor, his things will cover you, or you have joined yourself to say, you have joined yourself to a reverend. So once the reverend, no, God, he knows how to separate people. He knows. In fact, sometimes he actually, when he is destroying and he sees your level of complicity, he will add you, like he did to Eli. Yes. Yeah, he added Eli. He didn't spare Eli. He discovered the justice of God. Depending on your level of complicity. Eli the priest, he couldn't believe it. Because when God saw his, he said, you should have spoken. You should have stood against us. You allowed this to go on. Therefore, you are not guiltless. You're not guiltless. He spared not the old world. He drowned off everyone. But he saved Noah, the eighth person, a preacher of righteousness. Anybody preaching righteousness, God will save you. I can tell you the many things God has saved me from. Don't use money to think that God loves you. No, money is not one of the things God uses. No. Bringing in the flood upon the world of the ungodly. Verse 6. And turning the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah into ashes. Hey, he made them an example to those that should live ungodly lives. But he delivered just Lot. Vexed with the filthy conversation of the wicked. Verse 8. For that righteous man, in seeing and hearing, vexed his righteous soul from day to day with their unlawful deeds. Can I have verse 9? And then we'll close from there. The Lord knoweth how to deliver the godly out of temptations. The Lord, he knows how to organize your escape. Anybody who is living a righteous life, anybody who is living for God, even if you are in a lion's den, He knows how to organize your escape.
Amen.
Even if you are in fire, he knows how. He has organized my escape many times.
Mm.
Look, the people who hate me, you have no idea. My enemies, ha! When you see me, you should know that there is a God somewhere. The people who have rejoiced at my calamities, oh, they will fill a book. But every time and every time, God knows how to extract. It's called, watch the movie Extraction. He knows how to extract the people he wants to extract. I see you being airlifted by a helicopter. I see you coming out of danger.
Amen.
Four are dead.
Jesus.
Seven are dying.
Jesus.
Eight are about to die. But you are standing strong as if you are not even in that system.
Amen.
I am announcing that God will organize you. He will organize you. He will organize you. He will organize you. Anybody here who has something to offer? You don't have much anywhere else, but you have something to offer the house of God. Be very careful. Be very careful. As I sat in the service, listening to bad sound, listening to choir not knowing what to do, watching wonderful dancing on the stage, I began to think of the different people who could have helped matters in the church, but they would not. They would not. They would not. They would not. Some of you sitting here are singers, but you would not. What concerns you is not the house of God. What concerns you is the furniture in your house that one leg is broken. That's what you are spending money on. Kai, 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 kai. I'm preaching a message. Currently, for the first time in my life, I'm not angry as I'm preaching. The first time. I'm relaxed. For the first time. That should tell you something. I know exactly what I'm talking about. Be very careful. There's an evil coming. You will expect God to help you. And he also asks you, I was also expecting you to help me. I'm surprised that you are expecting me to do something that you wouldn't do for me. No, no. Normally, you have to make the first move. Then he comes with the second move. Yeah, God always watches what you are doing. Then he comes up. You move, I move. I'm surprised that you are expecting me to protect you. Really? Are you expecting God to protect you? You are. Wow. To provide for you favor? Really? What have you done for him? What have you done for him? Oh, I should stop preaching. I'll stop. I mean, your real pastor is here. I'm just an invited guest trying to do something. God will exempt you from evil because he will not put bitter Abba. How? He will never put bitter as sweet and sweet as bitter. Because he himself has told us in Isaiah 7. Look at it. Isaiah 5, verse 20. See what is there. This is God telling us, woeing us. He has placed a curse on anybody who calls evil good. You can imagine the woes on pastors, the curses on pastors who refuse to call things for what they are and name things for what they are. Woe to them that call evil good. And also those of you who call evil good, a good evil. A good person. You are able to trump up char- charges against the person and smear the person to make the person look evil. Wow! Something is coming to you. That put darkness for light and light for darkness. Look at the first word, woe. Can I see what woe means? Look at the other verses. Maybe I don't understand. Doom. Doom. And doom is an English word, but it's also a tree word, which means doom. Yes. Wabra bobe doom. Kaba. I'm feeling something now. I'm feeling something. You watch God. You watch God. Take me back to my King James, because I'm being told to stop the preaching. My time is up. King James. Makuta bayaba. King James. Yes. It's a doom. A doom. So, woe to those who call evil good. I'm reading. And good evil. That put darkness for light. And light for darkness. That put bitter for sweet. And sweet for bitter. This is the word of God. And he has placed a curse on people who treat bitter things as if they are sweet. And who treat sweet things as if they are bitter. There is a curse. So if God has placed such a curse, he himself will not do what he's expecting us not to do. So those of you who have made yourself sweet, he will like you. He will lick you.
Come on.
Come on. I said, those of you who have made yourself sweet, when he sees you, he wants to lick you. He wants to like you. And those of you who have made yourself bitter, he will spit you out. Read Revelations. He will spit you out. I don't know why you don't believe the Bible. What's your problem? The time just hasn't come. But he did. He doesn't like you at all. If he has told us not to treat, make things which are sweet, present them as bitter, and to put bitter things as sweet, then he himself won't do that. So those of you who won't serve God and give yourself to him properly, the Bible describes you as lukewarm. In a way, we say bovire hosevire. Bovire hosevire. Yes. He doesn't like, because you are lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will spew you out of my mouth. Another verse, you see, if there's a New American or New Living, I don't know. If they change the translation, I'm sure the computer will go off. So I will spit you out of my mouth. I don't know why you choose to believe John 3:16, but you don't believe these verses. It's the same God, you know. He will spit you out. He doesn't like you at all. He doesn't like you at all. But those who are righteous, he likes you very, very much. He is licking you. He is liking you. He is sucking you. Like you suck lollipop and a toffee. Come on. I'm feeling pain. I'm in pain. Kaish, I'm in pain. I'm feeling somebody's pain. What is ahead of you? You have no idea what is coming to you. A young boy, God has saved you. Instead of giving yourself to him, you are still in church, fornicating, fooling, mixing yourself. You don't want to give yourself to him. It's 5 years. I saw the number 5, then I had pain. I was standing there when I saw 5, and I began to have pain. Kai, 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 kai. Your wickedness. Wickedness. Read Jeremiah. He said, your own wickedness will correct you. Your own wickedness will correct you. Yes. Your own wickedness. Were you not in the camp I had early this year? Yes. What do you do in church now? Yes. Nakasata bayabayade. Rama sada baba. Because to you, God is a fool. But you don't know what he's trying to save you from. And since you are determined to go back, he will let you go. I'm feeling pain. I'm in loud pains. The chance you've had to stand in church, see where you are standing on. Many girls in your class don't have that chance to stand here. He brought you close. He gave you pastors to love you, to care for you. It still did not mean anything to you. Therefore, saith the Lord, I will activate other options. Number 3. I'm not here to finish any syllabus. They say I should stop, so I'm going to stop. Number 3. God will exempt you from the darkness coming on the whole earth because of his glory. The exemption you will enjoy is that God will exempt you from, there's a darkness to come. Isaiah 60 is sitting there. Big time. Verse 2. Watch it. I don't know why you don't believe such verses. Darkness shall cover the earth. I just saw somebody right now, when I turned, being deceived by a woman. Yes. Yeah. It's a woman. A woman being deceived by another woman. Because you've opened yourself up. Kai, 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 kai. Stop it. Stop what you are doing. Stop it. Stop it. Stop it. Darkness shall cover the earth. This is a prophecy. And it's happening. And gross darkness, the people. You expect God to give you his precious things? No. One of the things that are precious to God, that is precious to God, is his light. God doesn't give his torch light to people. He has a light. He has a light. He will withhold his light from you. You can't see me well. Let me stand on the stage. You can't see me. Can you see me now? Yeah. Sorry. I should have used the steps you have used money to build. You will never find your way in this life. The world is a dark place. And the worst part of the darkness is the people. They are even darker than the world itself. Is there? The world is darkness. The word which was used is darkness for the earth. And then the people is gross darkness. You will never know the teacher you have held your son's hand and given him to teach. Let me go back to the steps. Kai, 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 kai. You will take your own handle and hold your daughter. And say, if you give your daughter to a man, he will sexually molest her. And so you take your daughter to a miss teacher. Miss teacher. What you don't know is that that woman there, in the spirit, she's the gate man for a river god. Kayanusu manda bahata. Kasti makutus manda gida. Mokiti bosania mondisa. Hashinta kusiba. I've seen that your daughter has passed her exams. Because that was what you expected. But there's something more to it. Kadima sandalaba. Because it's the same chapter. I hope I'm right. Can you see verse 19? It said, the sun shall no, yes, that's it. The sun shall no more, shall be no more thy light by day. Neither for brightness shall the moon give thy light. That is, there's a certain time nobody should use the sun as the source of light. Anybody who uses the sun light as your source of light, you are going to make mistakes. Because what you see is not what it is. Things are not as they seem. So the sunlight shall not be thy light by day, nor the moon give you brightness by day. But the Lord shall be unto thee an everlasting light. Maduna Mahandegi. Anybody watching me using sunlight to judge things, Manto Hadaba, he called Mahindiri Akoba. You are using sunlight to tell whether somebody is bad or good. Sunlight. Isaiah 11:3 says, he shall not judge by the seeing of the eye. Makataba. Yes, he shall not judge by the seeing of the eyes or reprove after the hearing of his ears. You see, because of your wickedness, God will allow you to use your ears to make judgment. When you hear, it is true. But not everything you hear is true. What you are looking at is not what you are thinking it is. Yes. But the Lord himself shall be your light. But because of your wickedness, he has withheld his torchlight from you, and what is left is sunlight. You choose the right house because sunlight tells you. That's how Lord chose. He used sunlight to choose the nice place. When he had the chance to choose with Abraham, he used the sunlight. But Abraham did not use sunlight, he used the Lord's lights. Madunama. I pray that you are going to add the Lord's light to your sunlight. I pray that you add the Lord's light to your moonlight. May you not take decisions based on the sun as your source of light.
Amen.
But since you wouldn't want to do much for God, he will give you the sun as your source of light. You will judge your husband based on what you saw. You will judge your son based on what you saw. You see some of that, so you say, we will live here, we will go here. The light, because of your wickedness, the sun is your source of light. But those who walk with God, whose glory has arisen, not everybody, but thy light has come. Not his light. Not this one. Thy light has come. Madaba. It's just we are here. If you close your eyes and you look in the spirit, we are all having different lights. Some are in darkness. Some have got a big torch. Some have got stadium light. Some have got all kinds of lights, and revelations are in the system. Because Galatians 2:2 says, and Paul said, and I went up by revelation. So you go up by the light that is in your system, by the kind of light you are operating with. You go up. And I went up by revelation. I went up by revelation. Am I allowed to continue? Just one more. Please. Number 4. God will exempt you from evil times of financial difficulties and economic crisis, because you are upright. because you are upright. I see God exempting you from economic crisis, financial difficulties. It's difficult in the world, but you still. I'm speaking mysteriously. I'm deliberately speaking mysteriously. Hey,
Professor.
If you heard nothing tonight, I hope you heard that God is a rewarder. That's why I said, those who are righteous should continue to be righteous. Those who are evil should persist in your evil. Yes, that's God. He, at a point when he is tired of you, he said, continue doing what you are doing. I've given up on you. And I went up by revelation. Anina mazanda la baba. Nisuma di mama. Psalm 37, verse number 18. We are closing in a few minutes. The Lord knoweth the days of the upright, and their inheritance shall be forever. The Lord knoweth the days of the upright, and their inheritance shall be forever. Look at the next verse. They shall not be ashamed in the evil time. Hani Saduma Kataba Manda Baba. I want to beg Basenta leaders, don't stop.
Yes.
Don't stop doing the work.
Oh yes.
I want to beg UCOs, don't stop doing the work.
Yes.
I want to beg constituency overseers, keep serving God. I want to beg pastors, keep it up.
Yes.
Singers, keep singing.
Professor.
And those who are doing nothing, keep doing nothing. Stay where you are. Stay where you are. They shall not be ashamed in the evil time. And in the days of famine, they shall be satisfied.
Professor.
Verse 20.
Professor.
But the wicked
Professor.
Shall perish. And the enemies of the Lord shall be as the fat of lambs. They shall consume into smoke. Shall they consume away. Kanuna mama. Therefore, you must never live a life where an anointed person will characterize you as an enemy of God. Don't do that. Don't do that. That pronouncement is not good for you. Yes. Verse 21. Verse 21. Let's go on and we are closing. The wicked borroweth and payeth not again, but the righteous. I thank you, Lord. I thank you. I thank you.
Professor.
You've not abandoned me. I thank you.
Professor.
I thank you. At this age, what you've done, it's more than I could ever think of. More than what I could ever imagine. You've been good to me. I'm standing in public and I'm saying thank you, Lord. You've been good to me. I thank you. You've been merciful to me. Help me never to be wicked. Ah, yeah, yeah, yeah. Grant me the grace to fight for your kingdom, to fight for your house. Let everything I've done for you in the past fade in comparison to what I'm about to do in the future. Ah, help me, Lord, to burn my energy, to use my feet, to burn my time, to give my life, to give my heart. Help me, Lord, for you have not disgraced me. You have not disgraced me. You looked into my heart and you said, no, I'll bless this one. I thank you. And not only me, but all those who are waiting for your appearing. All those who are building, who are serving. Lord, be good to them. Remember them. Remember them. When they come to you with their scrolls, remember them. Look at their lives. And remember them. The journeys they made to visit a soul. The doors they knocked on. Hey, the insults they received, the mischaracterizations and misrepresentations and the misconceptions, all the things they endured for you, Lord. Look at it. I lift them up to you. The boy, the girl, the man, the woman. Emmanuel Samayaba. All the things they've suffered for your kingdom. Lord, remember.
Yes.
And recompense them.
Oh, yes.
Lord, recompense them. For he said, nobody can come to you except he believes that you are a rewarder. You pay back. Nobody, Lord, I know, nobody can say you took something from him and never give it back. When you take back, when you take, you give back 1,000 times more. The wicked boweth and payeth not again, but the righteous showeth mercy and giveth. Verse 22, for such as be blessed of him shall inherit the earth, and they that be cursed of him shall be cut off, 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 shall be cut off. Lord, cut them off. Lord, cut them off. Lord, cut them off. But those who love your appearing, sustain them with your graces, sustain them with your help, sustain them with your kindness, sustain them, Lord, sustain them, sustain them.
Yes,
ah, even in their mistakes, help them.
Prophesy,
have mercy, Lord.
Oh, yes,
have mercy. Number five, God will exempt you from the punishment coming. Hey, did I see punishment coming? Mayadaba. And Baba, God will exempt you from the punishment coming to the wicked because of your righteousness. Proverbs 11, verse 20. Ah, there's a punishment coming. Let's read about the punishment coming. They that are of a forward heart are abomination to the Lord. But such as are upright in their way are his delights. Verse 21. Though hand join in hand, the wicked shall not be unpunished, but the seed of the righteous shall be delivered. Verse 22. I love that part. As a jewel of gold in a swine's snout, so is a fair woman which is without discretion. Nakatu nima. It will take a convention to explain this one. But I'm just saying to you today, I am praying for you, Mayaba, that you will not be characterized as a jewel of gold in the snout of a pig. Mananu Mayaba, may you have discretion. Discretion is the capacity to take decisions based on the evil ahead, based on available knowledge. May you have discretion.
Yes,
I know you have money. I know you have beauty. I know you have cars. I know you have friends. But do you have discretion? Do you have prudence? Can you see the evil ahead? Can you see what God is saying? I pray that day when it comes, discretion shall save you.
Amen.
Discretion shall deliver you.
Amen.
I pray that on that day, when the wickedness of the evil one is presented, hey, discretion, you will say, I will not take this step. So I have the burden to explain myself. I will not do what Satan wanted to do. So that I will have a burden of having to prove myself right. I pray that you will deliver yourself as a role. I pray that you pull your foot from the trap. I pray that you save yourself from the evil ahead. There's a punishment coming. That's why I like verse number 20. Look at it. 11 verse 20. The Lord, he said, the wicked shall perish. They that are of a forward heart are abomination to the Lord. But such as are upright in their way are his delight. May God delight in you.
Amen.
May God find you sweet.
Amen.
May God send angels to come and be licking your head, your fingers, your toes, your body. May God find something about you nice. Have you seen my servant Job? May God find something he can brag about. May God deliver you. There's a punishment coming. I said there is a punishment coming. Some of you sitting here, I give you 3 years, you'll be smoking Indian hemp because of your wickedness. You wouldn't want to give yourself to God. So the Bible says in Romans 1, God, get them up. Get them up. So because when he speaks and speaks and speaks and speaks, till he's going to sound like a broken record, then what does he do? He just gives you up because there's no hope in you. There's no hope in you. I'm praying today that any young man listening to me, any young girl listening to me, will forsake your unrighteous ways, will forsake your wicked ways, and turn 180 degrees. Turn 180. Face the opposite side and surrender your life to Jesus. God will exempt you from evil because you make the Lord your habitation. Psalm 91 verse number 7. Psalm 91 verse number 7. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Verse 8.
Only with an eye shall thou behold and see the recompense of the wicked. Verse 9. Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation. That is, you are found among the people of God. You attend bus center meetings. You are attending outreaches. You are with the new converts. You are in the services. You are in the meetings. That is what it means by making the Lord your habitation. Manana Mazanda, verse 10. Therefore, there shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. I'm praying that one of these days you will have the privilege to experience these verses live, because the verses, they are not just words. They have a way of appearing live. I'm talking to the gathering bus campaigner. I'm speaking to the fellowship keep serving God. Draw your friends into it. Give God your best. Give God your all. Those who have no plans of serving the Lord, have no plans. Live your life. Secure yourself. Secure yourself. Secure yourself. And you see that God, He recompenses. When the Bible says He's a rewarder, He rewards both ways. He rewards both ways. There shall no evil befall thee. There is a certain evil coming. Only your righteousness will be the reason. Not your degree, not your beauty, not your money, not your sister, not your brother. It is how you have lived, how you have worked with God, how you have trusted Him, how you have sacrificed for Him. That will be the basis for your exemption. So I pray that may the arrow sent in your direction, may it suddenly turn left. May the evil plan for 2 years, next 2 years, on the basis of your righteousness, may that evil scatter.
Amen.
May those people who have regular meetings, sometimes they meet once in 2 months, sometimes it's once a year, sometimes they meet twice a week, but I pray, the Bible says on that day, no two of them shall be together. A wind shall blow that will scatter their devices, that no two people shall be sitting together. May your enemies scatter in a thousand ways.
Amen.
May the lovers of God find their place. Whenever there is a hurricane, whenever there is a storm, houses come down, trees fall. But if you have watched it, you see there's always a tree standing. There's always a house that did not fall. I am here to announce that you shall be the house that did not fall. You shall be the tree that did not fall. When the wind blows, may you keep standing.
Amen.
Because the Lord, even your God, is your foundation. Number 7, I'm ending now. The last one. Number 7. God will exempt you from evil because you serve Him. Malachi 3:17. God will exempt you from evil. Malachi 3:17. And they shall be mine. Because you serve Him. Because you are a bus center leader. I wonder why people would see a bus center leader as a fool. Can you help me? Why would you see a fellowship servant as a fool? The Lord says, and they shall be mine. I'm talking to somebody's destiny. There's somebody in this room. I'm speaking into your life 2 months from today. To exactly 2 months to the day. Exactly 2 months to the day. I'm prophesying that because you have served God, on that day, God will say that this boy is mine.
Amen.
In the day when I make up my jewels, when God is gathering jewels, you'll be among the things He will gather.
Amen.
Oh, you don't get the point I'm making. When God is gathering people who are important to Him, you'll be among those He will gather.
Amen.
I can hear an amen.
Professor,
I said, when God is gathering the people who are important to Him, you will be among the people He will gather.
Amen.
May you not be among those He will turn away from. May He not leave you behind.
Amen.
To be burnt to ashes. On that day, when He's gathering His jewels,
Jesus,
He says that this one is mine. I'm taking this one. I'm putting this girl into my bag.
Yes.
I'm putting this boy into my bag.
Yes.
They shall be mine.
Calabar.
And I will spare them. Ayaya, Ayambanda, Shonamaya, I will spare them.
Professor,
as a man spares his own son,
professor,
that saves him. Malachi, verse 19. Mayandalaba 3:19. Next verse. Ah, Mayandalaba Baba. Then shall ye return and descend between the righteous and the wicked, between him that serveth God and him that serveth him not. That a person who does not serve God will never be the same as a person who serves God. And it's not because I'm the one declaring it. The Bible says it, that there will be a difference. There will be a difference. If it's not your children, it will be your body. If it's not your family, it will be your business. If it's not your future, it will be your present. He said there will be a difference between the one who serves God, it's that in English, and him that serves him not. I am praying that God, by his mercy, will explain to you why from today you have no business adding yourself to people who are not serving God. And some of you who are pastors, don't think that you will get away with just holding an offering bag as an airport star with your high heels and your green skirt and your white blouse receiving offering. God, you are mocking God, and God is not mocked. Whatever a man soweth, that one shall he reap. Because you could do 10 and you parade that in front of God with one, he also, when he can do 10 for you, he will parade in front of you with only one. I'm praying for somebody here. Ladunima sabaya daba. Join, be convinced that you have no business joining people who are not serving God. Don't join them. If you came from a bar center, go back to your bar center and ask your pastor or your leader, how can I help? What can I do to build this bar center? Now, mind you, I'm not recruiting shepherds, because without you, we will build the church.
Oh, yes.
Ah, that's what Mordecai told Esther. He said, help will come anyway.
Hey!
I said, if you must help and you don't help, help will come anyway. But you and your house will not escape. I thank God for anyone here, and I bless you. Anyone who has spared a sweat, a drop of sweat. Anyone who has spent energy. Anyone who has trained a sinew. Anyone who has exerted himself. Anyone who has created enemies because of the kingdom of God. Anyone who has fought and has been wounded because of the kingdom battles. I'm here to announce to you that the Lord will decorate you.
Amen.
The Lord will glorify you.
Amen.
The Lord will beautify you.
Amen.
The Lord will save you.
Professor.
He will come and save you.
Amen.
He will come and help you.
Amen.
He sees your pain.
Amen.
He sees the way you have spent your money on his kingdom, paying for buses.
Hey.
Therefore, he says, on that day, you will not spend money. On that day, I will sponsor you.
Yes.
I will give you.
Professor.
You have used your money,
Professor,
for what money can buy.
Hey.
I will do for you what money cannot
Professor.
Buy. You didn't hear what I said. I'm talking to somebody now. I said, you use your money for what money could sell. I will also do for you what money cannot do. Receive the blessing.
I receive.
Blessings money can buy.
I receive.
Blessings money cannot organize.
I receive.
Blessings money cannot produce.
Hey.
Blessings money cannot provide. Blessings money cannot establish. As you use your money to solve solvable problems, may God use his power to solve unsolvable problems. May God use his power to solve unsolvable problems. Receive a blessing.
I receive it
for your home.
Oh,
for your children and your children's children. He's not mocked. He's not mocked. Who told you can mock God? Who told you? Who is the one teaching these things in the church? Who is the person teaching this in the church? That you can mock God? You can hold a bag in front of people and say you are serving God? Who is the one teaching these things? I'm here to announce you. He's not mocked. Whatsoever a man sows. Somebody here, you are going to do a lab test, and the result will be a bad result, bad figures, bad sentences.
And I just saw you knelt down and said, Lord, I've said,
Lord,
Lord, I've prayed,
Professor,
Lord, I've done this,
Professor,
for you. Lord, I've done this,
hey,
for you. Lord, I've done this for you. And he says to you,
hey,
do that test again,
Adaba.
Send it to another lab.
Adaba.
And when the lab test comes,
Professor,
no man, what the enemy thought was evil,
hey,
God will turn it around.
Amen.
I don't know who can hear me,
Professor,
but I'm saying to you,
Professor,
there'll be a reversal.
Yes,
he will turn it around.
Jesus,
he will turn it inside out.
Amen.
Upside down,
Professor,
inside out.
Amen.
When men expect evil,
Kadibia,
God will come.
Yes.
In fact, somebody standing here,
Professor,
God says that,
Professor,
he didn't have in mind doing something for you,
Kadabaha,
but because your enemy said you will never be,
Professor,
that thing, because they have said it,
you
will do it,
Jesus,
for them to see,
hey,
that he is on your side.
Kadibirima.
Because you chose his
son,
he is choosing,
hey,
your
son.
I said, because you chose his
son,
he is choosing your
son.
Begin to clap your hands and commit yourself to God. Commit yourself to God.
I'm
are sitting, you can stand to your feet. And every head bowed. Don't lean on the chair. Stand upright and bow your head. Tonight is a night of decision. Oh, Jesus. I'm praying for two groups of people. The first group is anyone here who is not serving God. You are doing nothing for God, but you want to serve God. I want you to come to the front here. I want to lay my hands on you and deliver you from an evil that is coming. You are not serving God, but you want to serve God. Come to the front. Yes, just stand here. You are doing nothing for God. But today, I want to say, Pastor, I want to serve God. I want to build for Him. Yes, keep coming. Just come. I've got just 40 seconds. I'm not raising shepherds. Yes. It's been about three Sundays. I wasn't here last week that I saw this thing with oil around it. Nobody cares. But if it was your house, they've organized it. Nobody cares. But I'm happy that God, He knows those who really are interested in Him, who want good things from Him. He will give them good things. And those who have no interest in fighting for God to have something nice. I remember when we built this church. I could have just, this is wood, just pam, 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 put a cross there. No. I ordered the gold from China. They came, they arrived by DHL. The gold part of this. It's not just a plate. It is rectangular tubes. Heavy. The weight of one, you have no idea. We bought the wood in Ghana and we treated it for months. The construction of this, I can show you the videos. Welders, the construction, hours. We began around 6 o'clock. We finished around 1 a.m. Hours. Because I want nice things for God. I'm not surprised that God has made my life nice. I'm not surprised. And as I stand and I watch pastors, leaders, who don't care. They don't care. Till you draw the person's attention, doesn't care at all. He cannot even notice it, that something is bad somewhere. I know every single item here, how we organize it. Every single thing. In the midst of insults, when we stand and we share our testimonies, we can only say 20% in public. You want to serve God. You want to do something for God. Lift your hands. Father.
Oh, Jesus.
Help them.
Help them, Lord.
Save them from the evil ahead.
Help. Yes.
You want to come? Come. I'll give you the chance. I will never stop anybody who wants to serve God. Come. Come. Lift your two hands. You want to give your life and your energy and your time. I want to give it to God. I'm going to pray for you. Lift your hands. The oil. That's what happened in 1 Samuel 10, verse 1. He used oil. So let me pour it. Because he poured it. He said, is it not because the Lord has chosen me? He poured it. May this mark you.
Jesus.
May this mark you. May this mark you. I may nothing be able to. One day may you stand in front of 1,000 people.
Professor.
With fire in your heart.
Professor.
Fire in your heart. Ayabada bada zadabaya de. Oshadi makatabaya.
Professor.
Ah, is it not because the Lord?
Ah.
The Lord put it in your heart.
Adibada.
And he called you. He didn't walk in front here. He drew you. May the anointing overwhelm you. May he separate you from your friends. May he make you great in the eyes of your enemies.
Jesus.
Yes.
Jesus.
Yes. Talats. The way God wants to use you.
Professor.
May he use you that way.
Amen.
May he use you that way.
Amen.
May he use you that way. He used you that way.
Amen.
Mayanda la bazata baba. La braba. Please move away from here. May he use you that way. 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 May he use you. May it never be said that from the beginning it was not so. This is not how God planned it. May nothing intervene.
Jesus, professor.
Ah, ya yabaha satabaya. May nothing intervene.
Yes.
May nothing step in.
Jesus.
Porasa. Ah. He poured the oil. He poured it. And he said, is it not because he had plans for you? Aye. Alas. Let your heart burn within you. Let your heart burn. Hey, I hear no rest until.
Hey, professor.
I heard no rest.
Professor.
Until. No rest. Hey, then run. Because there's no rest until. Aladi sabohataka. Nash. Nash. Kayash. Kayaba. Lini pahusima. Ayantasa. Antalabasa torobosa. Jesus.
Yes.
Let the oil speak.
Yes.
Oh yes. Don't cry.
Oh,
God. Who use you?
Professor.
It's your heart that is crying. And that is the heart he's looking for. It's called a contrite heart. A heart that can be broken. But you one day weep as you are preaching. Amahasata, let your soul. 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 Again. Let the call be loud. 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 Let the call be loud.
Yes.
Let the call be loud.
Jesus.
Let the call be loud.
Yes.
Let the call be loud. Let the call be loud. Let the call be loud. Let something in you melt. Something that must melt. Let it melt. Everyone lift your hands. For those who are interested, I'm not praying. For those who are already serving him, I'm hearing that right now,
professor,
I'm pushing you up. I am promoting you.
Jesus.
I'm promoting you.
whatever level you are at, you are moving one step higher.
Professor.
One level higher.
Professor.
One level higher.
Professor.
One level higher.
Professor.
Literally, whatever you are doing to God, you are ascending by graces.
Jesus.
In that office.
Yes.
In that office.
Yes.
In that office.
Jesus.
In that office.
Jesus.
In that office.
Jesus.
In that office.
Yes.
In that office. In that office.
Yes.
In that office. In that office. In that office.
Professor.
In that office.
Yes.
In that office. 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 In that office.
In
that office.
In that office.
In that office.
In that office. In that office. In that office. Oh, professor. Professor.
In that office.
Yes.
In that office.
Yes.
In that office.
Jesus.
Listen. I was sent to you.
Professor.
An angel sent me here. To anoint you.
Oh, yes.
Adabas.
Mindia.
Nosiba.
Epirius.
Adandus.
Katoni.
My Dabahas.
Katosia.
And by association.
Hey, professor.
Because you are by him.
Professor.
Have something.
Professor.
Mayande Shuba.
Professor.
Lababai.
Hey.
Shoma Laba.
Professor.
Labadesi Sas. Lift your hands. Promotion.
Jesus.
As the oil touches
yes.
you.
Yes. Yes.
Something is here.
Yes.
I feel energy.
Professor.
I feel energy.
Professor.
I feel energy.
Jesus.
I feel energy.
Jesus.
You are the one. This
yes.
Girl, this
yes.
Girl,
yes. Yes. Kadima,
I feel energy. I feel energy.
Kalamaha.
Oil. Look at this.
Kataya.
Oil. Look at it. It's a power of God. It's a power of God. It's a power of God. A new life. A new life.
Yes.
Not this one.
Yes.
Not this one.
Yes.
Not this one.
Jesus.
A new one.
Jesus.
Not this one.
Jesus.
A new one.
Yes.
Not this one.
Yes.
A new one.
Hey.
And break the curse. Mayabush.
Rapadwa. Yes.
Go. Go.
Yes.
Do more than that.
Oh. Yes.
That's a big one.
Jesus.
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 Mayandus.
Hey.
Mayayabala.
Yes. Yes.
Hey. Mayabush. Lift your hands. Come.
Professor. Professor.
Shout, I am moving up.
I'm moving up.
I didn't hear you.
I am moving up.
Shout, I am moving up.
I am moving up.
Stand in front of me. As your hands are lifted.
Professor.
Anybody doing anything for God.
Professor.
An angel is holding your hand. And the angel is lifting you. The angel is lifting you.
Jesus.
I'm counting seven.
Professor.
One.
Yes.
Two.
Jesus.
Somebody's count is three.
Hey.
There's a percentage leader. A big anointing for big things is coming your way.
See.
Nothing about you is big.
Hey.
But God is sending you.
Jesus.
An anointing.
Yes.
Ayaba.
Three. I receive. I receive. Ha.
Four.
There's
power here.
Professor.
Five.
Professor. Likadaba. Let it flow. Let it flow. Let it flow.
That's it.
Let it flow. Kanimia.
I heard the Lord say he called you some years back and you fell back. And today he sent me to you to renew the call.
Oh, Jesus.
Mayakaba. Put, give me oil. Remove your slippers. Put your feet in this oil.
Professor.
Yes, put your feet in it. That's it. Today is the beginning. There's a call. There is a call. Lift your hands.
Jesus.
Nakasa.
Indiba.
Aya.
Indiba.
He's erasing something. I see a hand erasing something on a tablet.
Yes.
A new day. A new day. Shepherds, lift your hands. A new day. Shepherds. Shepherds. Pastors. A new day. 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 A new day.
Ah, something new.
Beautiful.
When I touched you, I heard the word beautiful. He wants to make your life beautiful.
Professor.
He wants to make your life beautiful.
Professor.
Beautiful.
Professor.
Beautiful. Ah. There's some three guys. God is giving power.
I receive.
There's some three guys.
I receive.
Guys. Three of you.
I receive.
Have been anointed for big things.
I receive.
There was a guy, but two have come to act. So there are three in this congregation. God is giving you the anointing for big things. So lift your hands. For big things. For big things.
Oh, I receive.
And how will you know you are the one? You will know it by a certain heat you are about to feel in your right hand. A certain heat you are about to feel. Three guys. The first one is already activated. Fire and trembling. You see that you'll be shaking. Three of you. That's it. The second one is joining. Just a matter of time. The second one is joining. Just a matter of time. The second one. Yes. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I can't find the third one. Mayadabas. Mandalaba. Rabadababa. All the guys, lift your hands. Well. There's a third guy God is looking for.
Ah, Professor.
And God is anointing.
Professor. Professor.
He's choosing you to serve him. He's choosing you to work for him. He's choosing you to give your life to him.
Jesus. Professor.
If you can lift your hands. Lord, do it. The third guy. That's a third guy. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Something from above is coming down.
Jesus.
It looks like a bird, but it's actually a voice. Shakatasa. Lamazada. Ramazandili. Rananamasa. Ayabagada. That boy is coming out of a room. He's coming out of a room. He's locking the door. He's leaving the house. Where is he going? He's going to preach. Receive the power now. That's it. Everyone lift your hands and thank God. Lift your hands and thank God.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
I hear 10 people who want to do more for God are coming to the front here. 10 of you, come quickly. You want to do more for God. Come. Please give me the oil. First thing, that's all. Right, no one should come again. No one should come again. I'm not looking for crowds. Hosh, hosh. More. Do you have a brother here? He's at home. Does he attend church here? He comes on Sundays, Saturdays, but he didn't come today. He should have been here. I've been asked to pray for your brother. I don't know him. When I walked behind him,
Jesus.
And the ravens, they will meet you there. There is a place.
Professor.
Come again. Let the Lord use you. Let the Lord use you. Let the Lord use you. Right here.
Professor.
May he use you.
Professor.
May he use you.
Ah.
use you. He will use you.
Amen.
He will use you.
Amen.
More. Do 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 more.
Ah.
Do more. Happens inside you,
Professor.
And people see it on the outside. It's the work of God. That's why we call it a grace. A grace. Shepherds, lift your hands. Pastor, shepherds, lift your hands. I'm giving you a grace.
I receive.
I'm causing something to happen inside of you.
I receive.
Something to happen inside of you.
I receive.
Yes, I'm declaring it. I'm declaring it.
I receive.
Power inside of you.
I receive.
Energy inside of you.
I receive it.
Fire inside of you.
I receive it.
Receive fire now.
I receive it. Hey. Kadibi Kadaba. Ah.
Anybody who is not born again here, you want to receive Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, come to the front. Yield to the call. Yield to the call. Yield to the call. Yield to the call. Yield, 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 yield. Don't resist the call. Don't resist the call. Don't resist the call. You pay a price for not resisting, for resisting the call. Don't resist. You are here. You want to give your life to Jesus. Come to me. I want to pray for you. I want to pray with you. You want to give your life to Jesus? Come here. I want to pray for you. 10 seconds. I'm waiting for you. Father, we thank you for your amazing grace and your tender mercies. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Let's welcome Bishop Kobe to Jesus.
Come on, your hand clap should be far better. Your hand clap should be far better. Clap your hands properly. What a blessing. I don't know, tonight's message is, it's a very sobering message. Very. I mean, if after a message like this, you are still comfortable to just be around and continue being the way you are, then I mean, whatever evil finds you, you have asked for it. Yeah, you have asked for it. I don't want to say that it's not that you deserve it. You have asked for it because, I mean, at a point, I became scared. I could even take notes. It's scary. It's just scary. It's just scary. So if after this, there are people who still want to live their lives the way they are living their lives. Oh, then when Satan finds you, he will really find you. He will really, really, really find you. But you, even whether you will change or not, I want you to clap your hands, because you have been ministered to tonight. You have been ministered to tonight. And I'm telling you that the messages you are hearing here, you will not easily find them all. At all. Now there are podcasts in town. You can go to town. You will not easily find them. Yeah. And that's why I told you in the beginning that a pastor can come and say, he could have preached a message that will have all of us jumping excited. But in 5 years' time, we'll pay for it. So you are blessed to have heard the truth tonight. The truth. And it's up to you what you do with the truth. Bishop, God bless you for imparting unto us, ministering unto us, teaching us. If you are a Basenta leader tonight, I tell you that you have received something supernatural. A strength has come into your inner being. A strength. You watch it. A certain steel frame has been installed on the inside. Suddenly you realize that no matter the difficulties you go through, you are not moved. Yeah. As for the ministry, we go do them. Yes, we go do them. Satan can do his worst. The ministry there we go do, and that's how you will become. Because something has been imparted to you tonight. Something has been imparted to you tonight. Clap your hands again for the Lord. Bishop, God bless you. Thank you for these messages. They are like revival messages. Yeah, they are like revival messages. Cold, hard truths. The type of message that makes a church fall quiet. Fall silent. Real messages. Yeah. And I want to encourage you to go back to the podcast. Go and look for it and listen to it again. You see, listen, some of you, the demons that are working on you, they need you to listen to the message over and over and over and over again. Over and over again. So that you can escape the evil that is coming. Alright? Clap your hands for God one more time, and you may be seated.
We trust that you have been mightily blessed and affected by the Word of God preached by Bishop Edwin Morgan Ogo. Do join one of our lovely services from the Makene Cathedral near Valley View University, OUB, Accra, this and every weekend at 7:30 p.m. on Saturdays, as well as 7:30 a.m. and 12 noon on Sundays. Connect with Bishop Edwin Morgan Ogo on Facebook Live, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, and on your favorite podcast app. Thank you for joining us. God bless you.